An ethnic Kikuyu resident of Eldoret, who only identifies himself as Gachoka, tells VOA the angry mob that attacked the church in Eldoret were members of the ethnic Luo and Kalenjin tribes, who believe incumbent President Mwai Kibaki, a Kikuyu, stole last Thursday's presidential elections from his Luo challenger, Raila Odinga. The mob set the church ablaze, burning a group of Kikuyus who had sought refuge there from violence that has uprooted more than 70,000 Kenyans since the announcement of election results on Sunday. More than 5,000 people are believed to have fled to neighboring Uganda. Gachoka says he and his wife and five children are now in hiding, fearing the worst.
The carriages and the roads are ganging against Kikuyu. The situation is very tense. Unless the government acts very quickly, it will erupt to a tribal war pitting Kikuyu and the other tribes.
VOA has learned that thousands of Kikuyu men armed with guns attempted to travel to Eldoret from Nairobi overnight by road, but could not pass heavily guarded police checkpoints. The men are now reportedly trying to travel there in small groups. In Naivasha town in the Rift Valley, dozens of people were wounded in revenge attacks Tuesday night. About 300 terrified residents are said to have taken refuge at a local police station and prison. Since Kenya reintroduced multi-party elections in 1992, the country's roughly 40 ethnic groups have competed at the polls for political power. But for decades, the largest ethnic group, the Kikuyus, have dominated Kenya both politically and financially. The former executive director of Transparency International in Kenya, Mwalimu Mati, says the current level of ethnic tension is among the highest he has ever seen. He says he believes the only way to ease tensions is to quickly find a solution to the political crisis.
I'm not one of those who's predicting a civil war. This is politically instigated violence resulting, I believe, primarily from the illegitimate end to the presidential election. I believe that the ordinary Kenyan is not psyched up, as it were, to hate people from other tribes.
President Kibaki was sworn in for a second term on Sunday despite widespread allegations of vote rigging. Opposition leader Raila Odinga has vowed to set up a parallel government, prompting fears that the election dispute could fuel more unrest in what had been one of the most stable countries in Africa. The head of the African Union, Ghanaian President John Kufuor, is in Nairobi to lead a joint mediation effort with the Commonwealth, represented by former president of Sierra Leone, Ahmed Tejane Kabah. The diplomatic effort comes as the United States and Britain issued a joint statement urging Kenyan political leaders to end the violence through what they termed an intensive political and legal process that can build a united and peaceful future for Kenya. Alicia Ruvuwa, News, Nairobi.